T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning, partners!
Oh, oh boy.
What?
You seem extra saucy this morning.
Yep.
That's known as getting some high energy, boys. Stop being a bunch of Jeb Bushes. Let's bring the thunder a little bit, huh? It's hump day.
No, it's not. You know what it is?
What's that?
Today, poker night.
Oh, today's poker night. Hebrews poker night.
Hebrews poker night, baby.
That's a long way away, though. I don't want to think about that right now. It's like 14 hours away. Yes. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of action before that.
A lot of life to live.
Yeah.
A lot of things to talk about. A lot of shenanigans going down. Sports was crazy yesterday. It's wild.
This fine bomb.
Yeah, we'll get to Feinbaum. I want to put that in the holster for a little bit.
This clowny.
That's what
doing that thing.
That's what I'm. Do you guys want him?
Huh?
Do you guys want him?
Jadeveon Clowney?
Cuz think about it. He's a premier pass rusher.
I tell you what I didn't like reading yesterday was the fact that he wasn't into coming to Miami, and I feel like I've seen many a high-priced defender come down here, Joey Porter, and Ndamukong Suh, that kind of just use Miami as their cash cow.
Hold on, but understand this.
Oh, no.
You're talking about a different position.
Doesn't matter, man.
High-priced
defensive free agent comes down here, becomes a fat cat.
Here.
Heard that song and dance time and time again. Many a position.
Outside pass rusher can basically do that anywhere.
I'm not saying he can't, Leroy, but I'm saying that I've seen that song and dance down here a lot of times, and so you'll excuse me, even with that being the case. Joey Porter had a great sack year here, 1 year.
Oh, and, okay, but and then Sack was City. Fine.
He was fine.
Just because the defense was garbage.
I'm just saying, man, he came down here. It wasn't a rousing success. A lot of talk of freelancing and the defense not being fantastic. Not saying it's all his fault, but I'm sure that he went to Fat Cat City. So, yeah, when I read that yesterday, I was like, that's not great.
But that's not Fat Cat Syndrome. Fat Cat Syndrome is what you say Deion did in his rehab.
No, that's literally getting fat. That's not Fat
Hence
Cat Syndrome.
Hence the term Fat Cat Syndrome.
He's not actually the poster boy for Fat Cat Syndrome. Like the Fat Cat Syndrome, I would say like Tyler Johnson, James Johnson, Hassan Whiteside, all of them when they got the... Tyler Johnson admitted this last year. That a bunch of them were bickering in the locker room. And they were hemming and hawing. And it's like, I don't know what we're all upset about.
What does that mean?
Just like
hemming and hawing,
you know. And it's just like, hey, we should be happy. We all just got fat contracts from this franchise. Maybe we shouldn't all be so miserable. But they admit it was Fat Cat Syndrome. They weren't the dogs that went, you know, 30-11. That scrapped every scrap they could. They weren't the junkyard dogs. So I'm not saying that he can't be excellent here. I'm just saying, reading that in the paper yesterday, I got a lot of flashbacks to, this seems like the same story that's been done over and over again. So maybe he will be fantastic. I don't know. But the fact that they said that they had to have a meeting to convince him to want to come here, basically.
Well, wouldn't he have that meeting with anybody?
No.
Why not?
Because they said his preferences were Seattle and Philadelphia, so okay, it didn't sound like he had those meetings with everybody.
Okay, but you know what becomes your preference? The team that's going to pay you somewhere around what you want.
Right. You kind of you and I are in lockstep there. That's kind of my thing, though. Like, I don't want the Dolphins to just be used as an ATM. Especially if you're going to have all young guys.
And the only reason why I ask this question is because some would say he's been an underachiever since he got into the league.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you is based on what you know of Jadeveon Clowney, is he that type of transcendent defensive end? Can he make that much of a difference based on what he's done during his career? Because he played opposite J.J. Watt.
Right.
Now, if you playing against, what did he win, two-time defensive player of the year?
Mm-hmm.
You're playing across from that guy, your numbers should be gaudy.
Although it feels like 1 year, I think he played 2 years ago. I don't think J.J. Watt was playing. I think he was hurt all year.
Right. But still, point being that you playing opposite that guy, which is the kind of, I mean, put it this way, that's kind of what happened to Olivier Vernon, playing opposite Cam Wake,
mm-hmm.
right? Why hasn't it really happened?
Why are the numbers more gaudy?
Right, right. And so if you have questions about the impact that he would make, fine. But from the standpoint of if you feel good about the type of player that he is, why wouldn't you?
It will say one thing. It will shrink the number of needs down from 12 to 11, depending on what they give up in the trade.
Yeah, it's an expensive now, slot, though, to fill the needs. Hold on. Let's hit the headlines thing.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
All right, so as the boys just alluded to, the Dolphins are in the hunt for Jadeveon Clowney, that being reported by several outlets yesterday. Clowney evidently recently met with Brian Flores.
At least it wasn't a reflux.
And yeah, well, that's true.
Oh,
and,
that's coming later.
And other members, after I drink my coffee, that'll come up. And other members of the organization recently. Now, Clowney evidently not loving the idea of coming here, would like to go to Philadelphia or Seattle, but doesn't have permission to talk to Seattle. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see what they have to give up in order to get him. I know that, I guess Houston's probably looking for an offensive lineman, which...
I mean...
Houston, we have a problem.
Hey, Kenyon Drake.
No, that is out there as well. That was thrown out there
apparently,
by...
Apparently Laramie Tunsil's off.
Right, that's Dunstan. What I was going to say.
You can't trade Laramie Tunsil for Jadeveon Clowney. You under no circumstances.
He's on a rookie deal. Like, you still got to figure out everything. No, you can't. It just doesn't make sense. It honestly, like... If this Clowney deal was next year, it feels like it makes a whole lot more sense. I know they could take his franchise tag in immediately if they needed to because they have so much salary cap space, but I don't know, man. It feels like one of those moves where it doesn't quite line up timing-wise, but if you are going to focus on quarterback next year and you're going to go into the draft and you don't want to use it on pass rush, I mean, I guess, especially if like Leroy says, if all it takes is Kenyon Drake and, you know, throwing Kiko or something like that and some kind of mid-round pick, I guess, because, you know, it seems like once again we get to another coaching staff and they like somebody else aside from Kenyon Drake and they need running back help. But I don't know, man. Maybe it's just post-traumatic from all those free agent Dolphin flameouts, but
Andre Branch.
I just don't love the idea of a guy who's not sold on coming here that is only going to come here because this is the place that gets him paid.
That's what the job is. Get out of here with that.
Okay.
Okay. Like,
by the way,
as long as you're a professional, you go and do your job. Who cares if it was your first choice or not? I mean, that's basically what football is.
I mean, isn't the point of all this thing starting over? Isn't that like you're going to go in a different direction? Like, this is kind of a same old Dolphins move.
Yeah, true. By the way, Will Manso pointed out last night on Twitter, and I totally agree, that Jadeveon Clowney is meant for South Florida because his nickname is Doo-Doo.
After Uncle Luke?
Yeah, Doo-Doo Brown, all that stuff.
I like it.
Going back to the Miami Bay scene.
Okay.
All right. I got it.
Minus one.
I felt the vibe in the room was saying minus one.
The Marlins lost last night. It was. That's because I spoke. Anytime I speak, that's the issue. The Marlins lost to the Reds last night 8-5. Not a great outing for Caleb Wiff.
It really hasn't been. You know, he's got, I think he's tremendously talented, especially you got a left arm guy like that. I'm a big fan of Caleb Smith, but it's been many a start now where it's been like he loses that focus and there is going to be Meatball City. That's coming at some point in that start. And man, he served one up yesterday and the expletive that flew out of his mouth, it reverbed on Fox Sports.
Nice.
It was so palatable. He was so mad about giving up that home run. You know, this is the guy who's supposed to be your ace. You want him to keep a little bit cooler over that kind of stuff. And wasn't the case. Go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to, sorry to interrupt. I was going to ask, are we on pace for 100 losses?
Probably. They have to they have to get to 63 wins to not lose 100 games.
In full honesty, I've like
really?
I've stopped keeping track of
Is
records.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, they're only like what, 46 or 47?
No, I know, but it's 162 games.
Yeah, but there's only a month left in the season.
Yeah, I know.
And they have a lot of road games, which we know is not their thing.
And the groundskeeper is out for the rest of the season with a fractured hand. That does not bode well.
And they just lost their best hitter.
Yeah, correct. Christian Yelich, remember him? He used to play here.
I loved this yesterday, man.
He got called out because he's in the ESPN body issue naked. And so some female named Roxanne slid into his timeline saying, hey, you're not being a good role model for posing naked. So he changed. Her name was Roxanne, so he changed his walk-up song to Roxanne.
I love it.
That is great. That is
Well, the funny thing is he put up on Twitter at first where this lady tweets at him this scathing message about being a bad role model, and his response is just, relax, Roxanne. just relax. All right, cool it.
Jaren Williams addressed the media yesterday, the quarterback, obviously after the day that Dan Marinos kind of ripped him a new one.
Dan Marinos?
Dan Enos.
I mean, that's a pretty good name.
Dan Marinos! Combining the best of both worlds.
I probably was back in Michigan State before Leroy was kicking his ass.
Yeah, Dan Enos ripped him a new one the day before, but Jaren, here's how he responded.
He was right. You know, my job, the quarterback, we're judged on if we win or how many games we win or lose. And, you know, we came up short and, you know, I had a lot of mistakes in the game. So, yeah.
Hmm. He agrees with him.
That's fine.
I saw some reaction to people yesterday that they were not happy with the way Dan Enos went about that. We can get into that next. Ah. Welcome back, everybody.
Wow.
Texter writes in. You can text us 67974. Flores hasn't learned from Belichick if he goes the Clowney route. This team needs to rebuild, not go after high-priced mercenaries. I don't disagree with that, man.
No. Hold on.
I don't disagree with that.
There is a handful of positions on a football field that if you have them, it's easier to build your team, right? We all know about quarterback,
mm-hmm.
left tackle, cornerback, pass rusher, okay? If you can get a quality guy at those positions, it's almost like that's your base and you build from there. Now, my whole question about this was, is Jadeveon Clowney that guy? And if you feel that he is, because up until this point, when he came out of college,
right,
has he been...
Which felt like they kept him in college too long because of the Michigan hit. Everybody's just like, oh, this guy's the best football player on the planet.
My question was, is... Do you feel he's that guy?
I don't know. Like, when this whole thing comes about, there's a couple things. You can go down this route. You have a defensive coach. So if the coach is in the meetings and he's making the push and that's his guy, you obviously want to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But I'm a little maybe I got, like, a little bit of Gase residue that's going down. I'm a little hesitant about the coach is getting super involved with all the personnel guys. I know that everybody should have a little bit of a hand, but, you know, to me, this is like, oh, you're kind of falling in love. We can get who? Jadeveon Clowney? And it's like, what's that going to do for you this year?
But Brian Flores, being a very good defensive guy,
mm-hmm.
do you not have to somewhat trust his instincts on this? A little bit?
No, people said that with Adam Gase, and I'm not trying to put him in that class with that bum, but that was the same thing where people were like, oh, he's got the guys that he wants to go after. And what ended up happening was he ended up going after all of his buddies.
Yeah, but we can okay, but obviously Jadeveon Clowney is not a Brian Flores buddy. And
we don't know that.
Well, I mean, what are they hanging out at?
I don't know.
On weekends?
Yeah, well, look.
I mean, that's...
He's 38. He's not that old.
No, I understand that, but also I can already tell the difference between Adam Gase and his Ponzi scheming and now, Brian Flores and actually knowing football.
Really? Because you didn't when I was pointing it out year one.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, it sounded a little bit ridiculous then.
The Jadeveon Clowney is only 26 years old.
I understand.
So that also plays.
Has he had injury issues?
He's been banged up.
I feel like he had microfracture surgery coming into the league.
Yeah, no, I know the first year he only played like four games or something like that. So,
but is he the type of player? Because to me, he seems like he could dominate a game whenever he wants.
He was an All-Pro, right, in 2016?
He's had his last 3 years have been decent, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
so but that's the question that has to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that, do you think he's, you know, okay, you have Xavier Howard, you have your cornerback, Laremy Tunsil, you have your left tackle, okay?
Well, don't, just ask Mr. Needs.
You don't know what the hell you have at quarterback.
Right.
Right?
Well,
and if you have a pass rusher, those are the four key positions on a field your team.
I don't want to confuse this because it's not the same, but didn't the Dolphins try this with Mario Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but he was 30-plus and over the—
No, but I'm just saying, like, they've—
Oh, okay, but yes, they did, but he's in a different place. He wasn't 26.
Texter writes in, Butler didn't need to be convinced. I'm with Tobin. F this clown. Well, that seems harsh.
By the way, I see what he did there.
Texts on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. New Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models.
Company guy here.
I got to pay the bills,
no,
bro.
No.
He was about to just interject hot takes in between the read.
No, I mean, you were right. Like, just let me do the line.
Just imagine the TVs were working.
By the way, Robbie could start a new movie instead of Mr. Deeds, Mr. Needs.
Ooh.
My other question I had about this whole situation is if
Beast.
If you have—
Don't hear that ever.
If you have a defensive minded coach, okay, it can't hurt you to have a great defense,
right,
and give yourself more time for the offense.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, you get a dominant pass rusher.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The offense doesn't even seem like it's close yet, right? Like, they're probably talking to Bees yesterday. They're probably about to get rid of Kenny Stills, right? Like, isn't that the kind of the vibe you got off of that yesterday? And so you're going into the season not knowing. You're probably going with a washed old Fitzpatrick for a few weeks. Then Rosen, who's going to be struggling with an offensive line. That defense is going to get worn out. Do you want your first year of Jadeveon Clowney to be already with this team, getting their ass kicked every week, and then he's already coming into next year's salary? This is what I would think. I would think this year, I know it's preseason, and I'm not trying to compare the guys, but I kind of liked what I've seen, believe it or not, from Charles Harris this preseason.
He looked like he put on some weight. He looks like he's stronger. He's definitely had improved,
right,
as far as his pass rush.
So wouldn't you want to develop the young guys, see if Charles Harris turns into something as far as a pass rush force,
right,
and then you can go add Clowney next year if you want to.
No, you can't. He's going to sign up.
Is he?
Time.
Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
Honestly, what are the negatives other than what you might possibly have to give up, and also what his future is, whether he'll re-sign with you or not?
Well, the whole point is that he's not— – they're not going to bring him in if he's not. And you have another year of him.
They're not going to bring him in if
he's— – if he's not, like— – what I'm understanding is that they're going to have some type of understanding that he will sign a long-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're not bringing him in if they don't have a commitment.
Right. Now,
that's why these teams get permission.
Let me ask you this question. If you're a defensive-minded coach and you have been told, maybe not directly, but you know.
There was, by the
way. Hey, we're not going to be that good, but don't embarrass us.
Right. So
you're basically taking my first time coaching, and you got to let me do something.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to be embarrassed, okay, you got to allow me to do something.
But the texture access, Leroy, how many more wins does Clowney get you?
How many more wins has a defensive guy ever gotten you?
Well, I mean.
Yeah, unless it was the Ravens defense or Chicago's defense.
Right, like
or something like that. Certain teams.
I will say,
they get you more wins. They keep you in the game for an offense that's average.
I can tell you that with Jacksonville, Calais Campbell was a game changer for them. Like that.
How many games did Calais Campbell win?
They were one of the worst teams in the league, and then they got him, and they went to nearly. Then they went to the AFC Championship.
So you believe that Calais Campbell single-handedly turned the franchise
yes.
around?
Then you should be in support of this.
Yeah, then you should be completely behind this. Yeah,
when you've seen it happen with a bum quarterback. I'm not saying.
Oh, he kind of bought you in.
I'm not saying the Dolphins are there, but with the impact that Calais Campbell made on Jacksonville, it seems to me you would be more understanding of this move than anybody.
Here's the thing that I'm shook by, and that is just the past failings of this franchise, particularly when it comes to bringing in high priced guys.
Yeah, but
okay, but how long?
Look, like Jacksonville never gets the big free agent.
If we keep having this attitude about this franchise, right? It is really never going to get better because you're going to go into every decision saying, no matter what they do, it's the wrong decision. So, I mean, let's look at recent history, what they have done in recent history. I'm talking about since Flores has taken over because you have to start over.
That's pretty recent
because you have to start over.
No,
I'll give you, if you thought the last coach was a bum,
it's the same.
Okay, then once they change the coach, then you kind of have to give them an opportunity and that coach an opportunity to do things a little bit different.
It's the same thing we talk about with streaks as far as like winning and losing. Like, oh, this team is, three out of the last 10 on the road at this place. But then you go back and look at it. It was 7 different coaches and 14 different offensive coordinators and
right.
3 different GMs. Like, how does that relate to now?
But here's what I don't get. We had the same situation with the Hurricanes. And then when Manny took over
yep.
and came in with that new attitude, that new energy, that the new Miami.
Hashtag TNM, baby.
We totally just forgot about everything. And we're like, we're ready to build from here. Regardless of how good or bad.
When you say we, not Robbie.
Regardless of how good or bad the team is, the new attitude, the new energy, or whatever, we're giving Miami a chance to do that. But we don't do that with the Dolphins.
Well, it's not that we're not giving it a chance, but I'm telling you that I've seen... See, here's the thing, though, Leroy. I've seen this story with the Dolphins now on a cycle. It feels like for 20 years now, new coach, brings in their guys, yeah. makes their splashy
at
move.
At some point, it's going to be the right guy. For the same thing, the same reasons we use to, hey, we got to go draft another quarterback. This guy ain't working.
Okay, but if
we got to keep doing
it. But let me put it in a box for you, man. Let me just, not in a box, Tim, but let me just put it in a vacuum for you. Okay, high-priced guy, new team that's probably going to be terrible, guy reportedly has reservations about coming here, record's going to be bad. I'm going off the reports.
He has preferences. That doesn't mean he's not going
to
consider.
It sounded like it sounded like they had to send in the cavalry to even convince him to consider them.
Okay, but guess what? He met with them,
mm-hmm.
which means
what's
he's
he
open
do?
To it.
Hey, are you going to not meet with somebody who's going to pay you $20 million guaranteed a year or something like that? Okay.
Yes, if that's not where you want to go.
Yes.
But he did.
Okay.
So that means he's open to it.
But what if he's right? Like, what if he gets here, he gets his money, and he's proven, oh, this place was a disaster. My instincts were right. It just makes for a guy who's going to check out.
As an organization, though, you have to try.
I'm going to try to
For this guy?
I'm going to try to translate a tweet because it's awfully not family friendly.
Yeah.
But I'll translate. You can't treat your new girlfriend with the same attitude you treated your ex-girlfriend with because your ex-girlfriend, cheated on you or was not good.
But that's that, like, we have situations in this town where we pick and choose whether we want to be excited about the new guy or the new attitude or the new scheme or the new everything. And then it only seems like with the Dolphins,
mm-hmm.
right, that no matter what they do, you're not going to give them an opportunity to make things right. You're always going to say,
it's not that,
we've
though.
Been in this cycle for 20 years. Well, Flores hasn't, because 20 years ago he was 18 years old.
This is the thing. here's the thing. I am looking at it from this standpoint. I am giving them a new chance. I am giving them their new philosophy. I am hoping that they're going to start this year. I thought we were starting at ground zero. We were cleaning the slate. We're cutting everybody. There's going to be a ton of cap space. They're going to develop young guys. And when they think they're ready to make that move, then they go make the splash. Okay. They're not ready to make a splash right now.
But you have to understand. There's certain positions that present themselves that if you have an opportunity to get a guy, you get him because that is building
your
team.
It's not Aaron Donald, man. Like, there's going to be an opportunity to get somebody as good as him. There always is. And the Dolphins always seem to get that free agent.
Which brings me back to my original point. So you don't think Jadeveon Clowney is that transcendent player
I'm not saying he's not good.
But that answers the question that I asked 15 minutes ago. If you thought he was a game changer, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But the fact that you have reservations about whether he can be that guy to impact the game from that position, that's more the reason why you don't want to make this move.
This is the thing, though. It's going to be a different situation for him coming in here. Yes, he was a high draft pick, but he was not the face of that defense. Face of that defense was always going to be J.J. Watt.
Right.
And he's coming in here. He's going to be looked upon as, you got to follow this guy. Christian Wilkins has to follow this guy. Minkah Fitzpatrick has to follow this guy. All these young bucks have to look at the high-priced guy. And if he is a guy who's already kind of come in here like, all right, this is where I got paid.
Wait a minute. With the conversations and the meetings that you have with that guy, you can tell what type of guy he is. You've already, and here's what drives me crazy, you have already determined that he's a fat cat without knowing one thing about him. It is.
It's not.
Then why are you saying he can't come here and be a leader or a professional that he's going to get his money and say, you've already made that determination?
No, he may be, but I'm just telling you, hearing that, it brings up a lot of old memories of stuff that has happened time and time again. I don't know how it can't.
Okay. How long?
You're right. How long
are you not going to let this franchise move forward?
If this was a case where they go into this year and it looks like this young defense is making leaps and they could use that veteran presence, a guy who's going to be...
Veteran? He's 26 years old. He's just as young as a lot of those guys on defense. What are you talking about?
What, we got a bunch of Mormons?
He's 26 years old. That's young.
Mormons?
Because they go on missions.
26 years old is young.
It is young.
Okay.
But he's been in the league for a while.
So let me ask you a question. If you could get 5 years out of Jadeveon Clowney,
mm-hmm.
that'd be pretty good, right?
I literally see no negatives to the situation.
I mean, outside from the huge price. You know,
okay, but
whatever. It's not my money.
At some point.
Yeah, but it affects the Dolphins' salary cap. Dude, if he doesn't play well.
They have money under the salary cap.
By the way.
But you're spending it, and you may spend it on the wrong guy at the wrong time.
Really? Okay. So
let's take no chances.
We'll continue on. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more. If you guys want to text the show, 67974. We're back after this. Seven Eye Ticket presents the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, Broward County's 2019 signature event. It's coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 23rd and 24th. And this year's event is headlined by multi-platinum recording artist The Killers. Also appearing in the 1975, The Revivalists, K-Flay, Fuel, Real Big Fish, Soul Asylum, and more. Single-day tickets are now on sale at theticketmiami.com. It's Riptide Fest, powered by Ford. And you get all the details right here on AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, The Ticket. Taking your text at 67974. And texts on The Ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Texter writes in, I'm with Tobin. Mental mindset is rebuild and accept growing pains. Draft and saving money for the future. If you sign Clowney, I know that idea is out the window with all four positions cover and win now mode. Yes, we traded Rosen with a second, so let's go. I know there's some people texting in that you have Rosen and your idea is you're going to be on a quarterback who's on a cheap contract because the Cardinals took the bulk of that, or maybe you go the rookie route. I would just think that I thought that this whole year was for evaluation. That's just what I thought. I thought that this was the year where you were going to go into things and you were going to find out who are the keepers, who are the young guys who are actually for real. you know, can you salvage any of your young talented guys, Devontae Parker, Charles Harris? Can any of these guys be part of the answer? We know that one guy that they invested in was Xavien Howard. We know that he's locked in, and they think he's for sure. Laremy Tunsil, that looks like it's probably going to go the same route. They think he's probably going to be the corner of their offensive line, and there's that. We don't know quite about Minka. We think Minka's one of the most talented guys, although it seems like Flores has given him a little bit of tough love so far in camp. But I think we all like what we saw from him last year. The whole point of this, you hope that Christian Wilkins is going to be that guy. The whole point of this is trying to find out who are the guys before you go and make the big splash. And so just because a big splash is available doesn't mean you have to go get it. I mean, man, how many guys, Robbie, do we have to talk about? Carlos Dansby, ooh, Joey Porter, Ndamukong Suh, Danelle Ellerbe. I mean,
Philip Wheeler.
All the high-priced Dolphins defensive moves they've gone and made over the years. And, yeah, maybe it's like, whoa, you can't always think.
Richard Marshall.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can't always think that they're gonna turn out poorly. It's like, I guess you can, but, like, to go to Leroy's point, where he's like, the coach, the owner, is wanting them to tank, but don't be too embarrassed. It's like, out of all the things that this team has changed with coach and the control of the GM and all that stuff, the owner stays the same. And if that mentality of him is lose, but don't lose too embarrassingly, that's going to be a problem. Because if he's going to see this, and I'm going to pay all this money to Jadeveon Clowney, I think that's almost going to speed up the process for Stephen Ross's expectations of this team. Just on that, like, it may not even be conscious on his part where he doesn't think that it's going to, but if he spends big money on an all-pro player, he's going to think that, oh, that should make a big-time impact, just like he did with Ndamukong Suh. So, yeah, while there's all these changes around, the guy who's cutting the big fat checks, he hasn't. He's the same guy. And so that, to me, is one of the things that does remain the same and why you should be a little bit shook by it. But that's that. I go to this move. Rob Gronkowski crying. This made me tremendously sad. I don't think I've ever felt this bad for a Patriot yesterday, or ever. But yesterday, seeing Rob Gronkowski weeping on stage because of what football did to him, I was shook. I didn't think, first of all, I thought the Gronk didn't have emotions. I thought his emotions were boobs. And that's it. It's either an emotion of boobs or no boobs. And I see him up there, and he's telling everybody about what football did to him. It broke my heart.
I love all my fans. I love Patriot fans. And wherever I go, Patriot fans always ask, am I coming back? When I'm coming back? Where am I coming back? I'm walking across the street, and they're like, you're walking because you're coming back. It's crazy. I understand. I feel that love. But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but oh, dang, I really was, and I was fighting through it.
Man.
He was,
That made me uncomfortable. Made me sad.
I didn't like it.
He like had some major injury in the Super Bowl, and like he basically said, like, the team's celebrating and I'm in bed writhing in pain,
crying
because of how much I'm in pain. And right then I knew, like, I couldn't come back.
Yeah, he shouldn't come back. Like, it's almost kind of like, as a Patriots fan, are you now like, I don't want him to come back?
Yeah, no.
Because he's the best.
So let me ask you a question, right?
He is just going through the same thing as Andrew Luck.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was going to say is, like, this is exactly, like, what Andrew Luck is going through. It's just, like, he can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people booed Andrew Luck. But for some reason, like, we look at Rob Gronkowski as, like, the playful fool, and all of a sudden he gets into his feels.
I didn't know he was capable of feels.
Right.
Couple major differences. First of all, Rob Gronkowski's won Super Bowls. And second of all, Rob Gronkowski retired in April.
I'm talking about the emotions.
Forget about the timing and all that crap.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about him crying.
Hey, yeah, like, you, like,
devil's advocate is not how I feel.
No, you're
that's
just
not devil's advocate.
No, that's just devil. That's callous.
You're just devil. No advocate, devil.
That's callous and asinine. Like, these, like, obviously, we sit with a guy every day who literally at times has to lay on the floor just to keep right in order to do the show. like what these guys put themselves through, and sometimes we don't feel like they're humans, like they're some sort of super being that shouldn't have emotions or shouldn't have, their body shouldn't be broken down.
Texter writes in, Gronk crying is like a golden retriever crying. I agree with that.
That is true.
It's not something I wasn't expecting that to be on my Tuesday, to be walking around and seeing Rob Gronkowski in tears. I'm just like, because it wasn't, this was supposed to be like some big announcement, and some Sullys thought that this was going to be like his comeback, and it turns out, no, I'm just doing cannabis, a cannabis business. And all of a sudden, it's just like, I didn't like it. I'm just like, what?
It's like, have you ever... like that person in your life that you never thought would ever cry.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you see them. Like, I remember when my grandfather died and my uncle, we went to the funeral, and my uncle's always playful and he was bawling like a baby. And I'm like, whoa, culture shock.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah.
It's a little.
So.
That was weird.
Like, here. Luck retiring when he did didn't mean anything. Like, everybody's trying to make it. It's not that he retired, it's when he did it. But if he would have retired in April, you still wouldn't find another quarterback because they're not out there.
But here's the other thing. I didn't think I was going to have this week, and I was going to see Andrew Luck cry either. So now I've gone this week, and I've seen Andre the Giant voice going in there. And, you know, and then I got Rob Gronkowski, who, I mean, I really didn't know that his emotions went above party mode.
Right.
And I didn't like it.
Oh, man. I didn't like it. Stop that.
It gives me
the willies to see now that I got Andrew Luck crying, Rob Gronkowski. Who likes this sport? Does anybody like this sport?
Hey.
Other than Tom Brady.
That's why I'm very concerned about Jaron Williams and his offensive line.
Let me explain something to you. What you like about it doesn't even have a lot to do with football. It's just being with those guys and you being in an environment that is acceptable, because the rules that apply to any professional sport, once you walk out of that building or that arena, they don't apply. Like, I'm in a workplace now that, you know, you turn on the TV, you will never hear one athlete trash another guy on his team, right? You know, you won't hear a wide receiver say, hey, you know what? Quarterback made a bad throw.
Or if
you won't hear that. They'll say, you know what? We had some opportunities. Try coming up in this building, and there's an issue.
Good luck.
It's not me. And they will point the person out whose fault it is. Whoever it is, they going to, look, hey, you need to call so-and-so. That's what the problem is, right? And so when you get out of that environment and have to, if you don't have another avenue, that's why you go back, because you're comfortable and it's beating up your body and it's doing all these things to you. But that's your comfort zone. And what happens is that I personally believe that at times when it comes to contract discussions, when it comes to the owners and the GMs try to take advantage of that one simple fact.
We'll come back. We'll get your headlines. Brian Flores has spoken on the Dolphins quarterback situation. They got a weird one coming up tomorrow night because of something going on with Fitzpatrick. We'll get you that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.